Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Well, it's February vacation week for most schools across Massachusetts this week. It's a time when many families try to get a break from winter and head somewhere warm. But this year, it's pretty warm right here at home. And joining us to talk about this unseasonably warm winter is meteorologist Mark Rosenthal. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Okay. Well, the most snow I think we had was on Halloween.
Exactly.
The temperatures this month have been...
That makes sense.
Right. And the temperatures have been at historic highs. What's going on?
Well, you know something, it's the total opposite of last year and the year before, because if you can remember last year, it was so cold and snowy, and that was a period from December through mid-February where we got slammed with a tremendous amount of snow, and it was very cold. This year, winter has decided not to show up, and it's not just here in the Northeast, it's across the entire country. And there's so many players on the field, I don't want to bore you with them all, but I will tell you about the MJO, which is the Madden-Julian Oscillation, and what that is, it's the propagation of convective cells across the globe. And when we get into certain phases of that, it gets very warm. And it's been stuck in phase 5 and 6. So that's why it's been very warm and dry here in the Northeast. And we do see some changes on the way, but I don't think that winter's really going to make a major, you know, comeback in the Boston area.
Hmm. So what about global warming? A lot of folks immediately jump to that conclusion. Yes
well,
or no?
No, I mean, you're talking to the wrong guy. I just don't believe in global warming. I think this is, you know, the extremes make up the norms. We've seen this before. We'll see it again. Winter will come back next year and the year before, and people will say, gee, can you believe how cold it is and how much snow we have in Boston? This, too, will pass.
Huh. So you've been studying, though, the weather for a long time. I mean, and I, you know, certainly, I don't like the winter. So I cannot remember a winter like this. Do you recall one, really, or is this one for the history books?
No, I've been talking to people. I say to people, they say, Mark, can you believe we've had no snow? And I scratch my head. I say, absolutely not. It's not like we've had just a wimpy winter. Winter has refused to show up. I mean, it's just been shut out and shut down. I mean, for weather people who love to forecast the weather like I do, right now it's the World Series of weather. There's nobody on the field.
Hmm. What does this mean for the spring, you know, especially for, you know, gardeners and folks like that?
Well, what I see happening for the spring is I think that the weather pattern is going to get more active. I think the big subtropical ridge of high pressure in the southeast is going to get active. I think cold air is going to try to come down from Canada. So what that means is that there's going to be a battleground, and that's going to get played out partially here in the northeast. I do think we'll see more storms. Could we see some snow? Yes. Can we see some rain? I think we're going to be all over the place, but I do think we'll get more water into the ground, which is certainly great news, because right now we are in a moderate drought here in the Northeast.
Hmm. So we may have escaped winter, but we're going to have a wild spring.
Well, I don't know if it'll be wild. The potential is there for it to be wild. I still feel in my gut that there has to be a payback for having 5 months of absolutely nothing. I think the atmosphere wants to try to find a way to balance itself out. March and April and even May can be wild. Don't forget, back in May 9th, 1977, the 128 suburbs had 6 inches of snow with major power outages.
Okay, so anything can happen, but right, at this point it appears unlikely.
Well, I don't want to sign my name to that. I mean, I've seen some major, March can be a tough month, and so can April, so it's not over until it's over.
All right, meteorologist Mark Rosenthal, thanks very much for speaking with Morning Edition.
Sure, absolutely.